NBC News projecting at this hour.
We have a result out of South Carolina now. We have some important results for you to report. Pennsylvania has gone to
Illinois. No surprise. No surprise in Massachusetts, which has been leaning.
Again, in Tennessee, the projected winner with 11 electoral votes.
What if the winner was Jesus Christ himself? People always insist that religion and politics be separate, but with politicians themselves often referencing their faith, it brings up the question, what if Jesus ran for president? And if he did, what party, if any, would he run under?
This is Jake Hyman from WRPR News.
Everyone knows Jesus, but some know him better than others.
So I'm here at the Wayne Seventh-day Adventist Church. I'm here with
Pastor Eduardo Monteiro.
I've been a pastor for almost 7 years now, so we can discuss some topics about that.
Okay. So basically what I'm trying to ask here is, if Jesus Christ were alive today in his human form, based on your knowledge of his teachings, how would he fare in a presidential race in today's climate?
Well, if we see at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, let's say that he was to start running, I would say that a lot of people, a big crowd would follow him. Mm-hmm. So he would be in probably the top of the ladder, you know.
Would he fall into any specific party, Democrat, Republican, Independent? Would he even acknowledge that he was a part of a party? If he had to choose, where would he fall into?
Well, I don't think he would fall in any party specifically. I think he would run as an independent candidate, probably. I don't know for sure, but that's my guess.
The rise of the evangelical Christian movement has made its way into politics. They have gained momentum with their social conservative message. Recently, Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum garnered much support with his religious conservative message. Rand Paul College Republicans president Chris Gabbett shared his views on the matter.
In your opinion, if Jesus Christ were alive today, excluding all factors of divinity, and he decided to run for president, would he win?
Probably not. I don't think he would have a lot of buzzwords and would be a very good speaker. I don't know that he would have enough zing and pizzazz that the media seems to require to get elected anywhere today.
Based on your knowledge of his teachings, would he be a liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat, Independent, what?
I think he'd be an independent. He would have a lot of the, what's the word I'm looking for? He'd have a lot of the, what we call bleeding heart factors, where very generous, very distribute the wealth, no one wants to see anyone in poverty. But he would go out of his way to get people out of poverty. But at the same time, I think so he'd be more socially conservative. So I think he'd be a social conservative, fiscal liberal.
Ephraim Avila, elder of the Wayne Seventh-day Adventist Church, may have disagreed with Gabbett's statements. He also sat down with us.
I think he would win. I know you asked me before. He would definitely run for the Independent Party because he wouldn't fare well with either the Republicans or Democrats, considering in his time, both the Pharisees and Sadducees both hated him.
Yeah.
So for me to say, definitely Independent Party. Would he win? I would say yes. And he would have a tough time, but I think he would win.
But what about his teachings give him high qualities as a presidential candidate?
I think the Sadducees were very liberal in their point of view of what the, how they saw religion and life and what they stood for. So, you know, in a way, not that I'm bashing any parties, but to me, the Democrats are a little liberal on their views on whether it's abortion or the death penalty or marriage, what marriage consists of. The Republicans, on the other hand, are, you know, very big business, very, unfortunately, very corrupt in a way that we can see now. And he wouldn't stand for either, and he would have a hard trouble fitting into one of those. So that's why I say independent.
As I said before, the separation of church and state is a staple of our country. However, candidates can't help but throw in their personal faith while campaigning. Montero gave his take on the matter. Avila and Gabbett also had their own views as well. Do you think that their faith should play a role into how they govern the country?
Yes, I see us human beings as a whole, you know, mentally, psychologically, physically, and spiritually as well. So I think that you cannot separate your faith from what you are. So I think that what you believe take a major toll in what your decisions will be in the future, definitely.
The last time I voted, I couldn't separate my religious views from my voting, so it was really hard for me to vote for a candidate. And unfortunately, I still voted with my religious views, because I should have left it on the side and just voted who I thought was the best candidate. So I thought I made a bad mistake last time because I couldn't keep my religious views away. So I would say we should separate it.
I think it has a place. However, I think that it's come into play more than it should recently, where people are voting against somebody's faith more often now than they're voting for somebody because they share a faith. You see a lot more votes against people saying, I'm not going to vote for this candidate because they're Muslim. I'm not going to vote against this candidate because they're Mormon. You see that a lot with not going to vote for someone because they're Catholic. Now it's the smaller branches, such as Mormonism or non-Christian branches. You see a lot. People will not vote for an atheist or agnostic.
Would Jesus' teachings go well with the American public? Most people would say yes. Think about it. Feeding the poor, loving your neighbor, not everybody's on board with that.
As I said, well, when we look at Jesus personally in his ministry in the past, when he presented his plans for his people, you know, for his country and for the whole world, a lot of people, you know, decide not to follow him because there was many interests behind of only feeding the poor and loving each other. People didn't accept much of his teachings that would involve self-denial. So when we talk about self-denial today, is a very hard topic. People are willing to be satisfied, and that's good with that, but not be satisfied in helping other. I think that is a big issue today. People are thinking their best, and if that involves self-denial, that would be a not very popular, you know, strategy to win some, you know, elections.
The media, especially during election season, likes to attack whoever's in the limelight. Fox News is trying to find the faults of President Barack Obama. MSNBC is constantly badgering Mitt Romney. Would the same happen to Jesus? We had enough trouble electing an African-American. What about a man who was of Arabic descent and possessed a long beard?
The media would try to, man, in his time, he was followed, and they would criticize who he ate with, what he did, who he associated with. And I think they would really criticize him a lot, but at the end of the day, they wouldn't find anything against him because he truly practices what he preaches, and he lived the life that no one could say anything bad about him. The only thing they can do is make things up and lie about him, which I guess the media does sometimes. And they do that and not seeing what they do themselves, I guess being hypocrite.
Are we any different from those who persecuted him during his time? In the sense of, you know, attacking people, looking for their fallacies, trying to prove them wrong all the time. Are we any different today?
You know, I wouldn't say the American people, but human beings in general, we tend to be very, how would I say? That's very, very hard answer that I need to put here. But Jesus would have a lot of persecution, definitely. A lot of people would come against him, a lot of people. But I can say that would be just the Americans or just Latinos or so on. But human beings as in general, probably Jesus would find a lot of criticism, a lot of misunderstanding, and probably even persecution. In the same way as it was in the past, that would be in the same today. I would say so.
Okay, so fast forward to November. It's time to vote. Who wins?
That's a good question. I think, I always say I think, but I believe, first of all, I believe he wouldn't run for office because Like I was saying before, he can't. I said at the beginning he would win if he had the opportunity. If the majority of the people had a vote, and yes, he would win. But I don't think he would run for office because he can't. Knowing biblical who he was, he can't. He wouldn't be able to separate his beliefs from what people want him to do.
Let me answer that question this way. This is my opinion. Uh-huh. I don't think that even Jesus would run for president. Okay. That's my personal view. I think the question is more than if he would win. I think the question would be, would he run for president? I don't think he would run because he would be Jesus would not be looking just for some position here upon this earth. But he would look for something bigger than that, you know, something that would involve the whole world.
Would he be crucified again?
Politically, yes. Physically, I would say, I guess going on the track record for people that, I mean, JFK had his, you know, his little things on the side. But, I mean, for if you think about it, they hated people that did the right thing.
Jesus' teachings, regardless of whether you believe in the divinity factor or not, are something that we should all look at. Feeding the poor, healing the sick, loving your neighbor. These are all lessons we as Americans could use. His teachings may seem practical and acceptable to all, but do they really fit with how our country acts today? The people of his time did not accept him and ultimately crucified him. Would we accept him today? Maybe, maybe not. That's a question you'll have to ask yourself. But until then, this is Jake Hyman from WRPR News, signing off.